Hello and welcome to Women's Wellness with Loose Inspiration. I am your host, Lucy Catino. Ladies, this is your safe space where we discuss everything women's wellness. Let's dive in and start to peel back the layers. I am super excited to introduce to you my special friend, Yolanda Washburn Smith, the perfect woman to inspire us to manifest our power within. Yolanda spent 4 years in Rhode Island Child Welfare System. She is currently a staff consultant at the National Foster Youth Institute, educational specialist for youth in foster care, and founder of Beyond Measurement. She currently resides in Rhode Island with her husband and 3 sons. Welcome, Yolanda. How are you feeling today?
Oh, this is awesome. I feel great. I feel wonderful. Even though it's a little bit cloudy down here, I still feel, sunshine on the inside.
You always are. You always are. You definitely exude that. I'm really, really happy to hear that. And especially now with everything that's so much going on. And you have a new baby
Yes.
boy, and he is just the most adorable baby I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you
Jeez.
so
Yes.
much.
No, congratulations. That's really awesome. I just want to dive right in with my first question. What was it like for you growing up in the foster care system?
So growing up in the foster care system was definitely an interesting experience. And when I say interesting, I mean, I had challenges, but at the same time, it was also empowering because I learned a lot along the way. I learned how to be more independent. I learned more about my rights as a former foster youth, and I also learned how to empower others throughout the way. I had my son as well when I was in care, so it was definitely a great experience for me to, learn how to have those supports around me in regards to being a parent, taking parenting classes, and at the same time, come out on the other side and show other people who are currently in the same situation, parenting, young adult, single parent, how to overcome and how to get on the other side. So,
right. Now, you said that your experience being in the system wasn't the ideal experience, right?
Right.
Yeah. So why is it so important for you to be involved in changing that? So that way other youths or children don't have a better experience.
Well, for me, I feel like there's going to be a lot of people in regards to the child welfare system, a lot of voices. Some people have personal experience, some people don't. But I believe that the best person to be able to teach somebody else is people with their own personal learned experience. It's important for me because I feel like when you go through your own personal learned experiences, there's things that you see and there's things that you may have been through, personally, that somebody who is just got a degree and exited out of college may have never experienced. So when you have those experiences, I feel like you can resonate more with people who
mm-hmm.
have those stories. And, when some people, when you have those stories and you share, obviously with boundaries and stuff like that, a little bit about your story, it also helps them to understand, I can be successful at the same time. I don't have to, this is not the end. So just being a light and example to them is an amazing experience.
And you give them a sense of hope. So I do love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So you shared that you didn't have the proper guidance growing up. I look at you, the woman that you are today, and it brings me so much joy to know you, right? So
yeah.
How were you able to rise above? Was there a pivotal moment for you when you felt your own power within?
Definitely. I definitely felt my own power within. I definitely believe in that God helped me through that process. And also, being a mother, knowing that, I couldn't just stop and stay stagnant, with where I was. I had to push forward and move towards my destiny regardless of what may have been occurring around me. I chose to allow, my experiences and my pain to empower me and not stagnate me. I know for some, pain can be stagnating, and I know that pain and pressure, everybody deals with it differently, but I chose to use my pain as power so that I can spring forth into my destiny.
Exactly. And somehow along the way, you knew that you had that power within you. That's what, yeah, absolutely. And we all do. And it is a matter of realizing that for ourselves. So I commend you for that. That's really beautiful. Now, what words of encouragement would you like to leave a young lady that may be listening to us right now? What would you say to her?
Oh, wow. I would say, okay, so when I was, so I am a first generation graduate, right? So I, you know, got my associate's degree, then I finished my bachelor's degree. And one of the things that actually kept pushing me forward was knowing that I would be an example to a young lady to show her that she can do it, that she could push forward regardless of what her circumstances were, regardless of what her background may be, that you can push forward, you know, never allow outward things to determine what you can do. Never allow your circumstances to determine what you do. Everything that you could do is within you. And, you know, there's, like you said, Lucy, there's a point where you do pivot and you turn, you know, from one place that may not necessarily be the best place for you to go towards. And then you just go down a different path. And I think it's just understanding who you are, your self-worth, your identity, you know, and having self-love, loving yourself regardless of what you may have been through, you know, regardless of whether other people may have, you know, seen your full potential and your full worth, knowing who you are and standing in your truth, I feel like is super, super important. But
that's right.
In regards to the, I don't think I finished the college part. When I was in college, I thought about a young woman, and maybe it may be you, you know, mm-hmm. that just inspired me to keep pushing forward, knowing that I would be an example. Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful and great, great sounding advice. I love that. Now you started Beyond Measurement. Yes. Tell us what that is and what inspired and what work are you able to do and what message are you able to spread?
Absolutely. So the message behind Beyond Measurement is basically for anybody to understand that they could do anything, you know, they could break glass ceilings. They don't have to be, you know, boxed into any type of limitation. I started Beyond Measurement I first started off with photography. And I started photography as an outlet, you know, for healing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was going through a season in my life where I was experiencing a high level of anxiety and depression. So I decided to pick up my camera and just use my creative artistic side that has always been within me since I was a little kid. And just let that, you know, that positive energy just flow. I went outside, I went in nature and took a lot of pictures. And then from there forward, I also started interviewing, you know, people like one of our sisters, Nadia. I went and interviewed her, took some pictures of her, posted her up on my blog. And I also, got connected with, you know, other different people through different empowerment and leadership opportunities. So then from there, I just decided that to use all of my gifts and not just be limited to just the photography thing, but I love nutrition. I love, you know, fitness. And I was just like, okay, I have all of these gifts for a reason. The fitness, the creativity, the nutrition, let me use my natural gift to help people to overcome trauma holistically. So the physical, the fitness, and also the creativity. Yeah. So
beautiful. I love that. That's so great. So you've used your experiences and that's a way for you to give back and help and also to use your gifts. I love that so much that you said that, and it's a great reminder for all of us to continue to use that gift because we all possess that. We're all good at something, you know, so that's great. I love that. Now, where can we find you, join your mission, and learn more about what you're doing?
You can find me on Beyond Measurement on Instagram. I also started a podcast called Relief from the Grips of Fear. And that is also a link on my Beyond Measurement Instagram page. You can also find me on Facebook on Beyond Measurement, where I post a lot of my, you know, photography up there. It's an inspiration. And I also, you know, post my podcast episodes up there as well.
Yes, definitely check those out. Exciting. Now, before I let you go, Yolanda, it's been great. But I like to go even deeper with my questions. Are you ready for this?
I am ready. Yes.
Let's do it. If you were to write yourself a love letter, how would you begin?
Wow. If I was to write myself a love letter, I would start by saying, you know, always be your true self. Never change who you are because of trying to, you know, prove yourself or wanting to be more like out people in the world or whatever. Just be timeless. There's so many things that are trending, but one thing that I've learned is that the person who I am is timeless, and that can never become something that's a trend. That's always going to be, you know, forever. So love yourself whole. You know, don't change yourself to conform to any other person's thoughts or ideas or opinions of who they think you should be, but just be fully who you are. And that's Yolanda. I'm the best version of me, just being me.
That's right. I totally agree with that. That's a great answer, by the way. And second question, what is your personal why? That one thing that gets you going every day?
My personal why is to know that one day, you know, when I'm no longer here, years from now, by the grace of God, that my voice will still make a difference in the world. And I'm hoping that also my children will, you know, take in the wisdom that I share with them, and they can continue on that legacy of always just being positive towards people, loving and caring towards people, and creating change so that, you know, it's not just about me and where I am now, but also future generations. So that's my why, is definitely empowering the future and helping other people to know that legacy is super important, and it starts with us first.
That's right. Absolutely. Very important to know what you're here to do and what you're here to leave behind and for who, right?
Right.
I love that. And lastly, what would you like to leave behind when this journey is over? You kind of brushed up on that, but if you can go even more in detail.
Everything. Me fully poured out, nothing left behind. Everything, every part of me. And that's why I mentioned that in that love letter, you know, just a brief love letter, thoughts that I would say to myself, you know, just being my best, the best version of myself, and not putting myself in a box, because if I put myself in the box, everything that I have won't be, you know, put out or exposed for other people to be able to be inspired by, you know, for other people to learn from. And if there's so many people who stop being who they were created to be because they're so caught up in what other people think about them, and they become old and sadly, you know, die and never lived up to their fullest potential. So for me, I just want to be completely poured out so that I can help other people to fully be who they, you know, were created to be, and unapologetically not worrying about the next person, not caring about what other people think about them, but being fully them. I think that is what helps us to really, you know, be healed, be free, and move towards everything that, you know, we were created to be. So
that's right. I love that. And what a great way to end this. That's exact. I want that to echo and ring on in anyone and everyone who is listening. That is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah, I'm definitely with that. I am with that all the way.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. You know, you are a very special sister to me. You know, when we first met, it was like, I don't know, I just felt like a very, very serene kind of vibe and very natural.
Yes.
And we connected right away. And it's all for a purpose, right? So we're on this journey together. I appreciate you. I'm really happy for what you're doing. It's such a pleasure to watch you grow and to watch you share your family and share your gift, because you're doing that. You're doing that. So it's been a pleasure having you on.
It's been a pleasure being on. Yeah, I'm definitely honored and I'm super grateful. You have been definitely an inspiration. Your name is definitely for you.
Thank you.
So I appreciate it. And I'm going to continuously, stay connected and listen to your podcast. And I believe they are they're full of wisdom and, culture and all those great things that I feel are super important for women today. So,
yes. Yeah,
thank you so much.
No, thank you. Likewise. I appreciate you being on. And to my listeners, I hope this has added some value. And if it has, I am so, so happy that it has. And please do share it with 3 other exceptional women and brave men who may also find some value in this message. Until the next time, you be well. Sending you all so, so much love.